USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says his administration is ramping up efforts to find coronavirus treatments and a vaccine.
We slash red tape to develop vaccines and therapies as fast as it can possibly be done, long before anybody else was even thinking about doing this.
During a White House briefing, the president also says he's directed the FDA to remove outdated barriers to clear a path for safe and effective treatments and therapies. During that same press briefing, Surgeon General Jerome Adams has a message for everyone: donate blood.
Social distancing does not have to mean social disengagement. So give blood today. You'll feel good about it, and you'll be helping your country and your community during this crisis.
Lawmakers on Capitol Hill are working on a four-part plan to help the U.S. economy during the coronavirus pandemic. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.